What if you looked at this whole situation from the total opposite angle and see that maybe God is at work in a whole opposite way than what our eyes or hearts might be perceiving?
Hi, friend. I'm Susan Beth, and you are listening to the Susan Beth Podcast, where we talk about living life intentionally and about trusting that the desires you have deep within you are there for a reason. I believe that the creator of the universe put those desires within you and that they are pathways to your purpose. My desire is that this would be a space that encourages you to lean in and to hear the whispers of the divine, and that you would be reminded of things that I honestly believe you already know. That you, my friend, are here for a reason. So if you're here for more conversations in that kind of space, welcome. Let's go.
Hey, hey. Thanks for being here. I was reading this week the quote at the end of the weekly focus, which I do want to mention again, just in case you've missed this, that there is a separate podcast now that comes out every Sunday that follows along with the seasonal journal. And I just wanted to mention that because it used to be found here on the Susan Beth podcast, but we have separated that out starting with the spring season. So if you had missed that announcement, I'd love for you to check that out. We've had lots of great feedback about that new format, and it's the She is Awakening Seasonal Journal, and you can find that on, you know, iTunes, Spotify, most of any of the major platforms. So wanted to mention that. But the weekly focus that I was looking at for this week reads, in the embrace of these concealed seasons, there unfolds a delicate ballet where the seeds of our purpose are tenderly nurtured and sustained by the divine hand of the Creator. And that last part, it jumped out at me where it says, where the seeds of our purpose are tenderly nurtured and sustained by the divine hand of the Creator. And I think it jumped out at me because in the past few weeks, I've witnessed evidence up close and personal in the lives of family and friends in this delicate dance of life, having been nurtured and sustained by the divine hand of the Creator, displaying new fruit in their life after a seemingly season of rest. And I found myself thinking about one of my favorite scriptures and seeing this dance that the quote talked about and envisioning the Holy Spirit leading us in this dance of life. And the scripture is from Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 that says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own human understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And I just love this imagery of this as a dance. You know, my favorite movies growing up were some of the classics with Fred Astaire and Bing Crosby, where they were dancing. And I always loved seeing them partner up with maybe a new love interest, you know, but just different dancers. And sometimes it was someone that had not yet discovered or developed their skill as a dancer. And so it was always fun watching them follow the lead of the skilled dancer, you know, having to trust them in the leading and the turns and the lifts, and then being surprised when they were able to do certain things as they trusted and followed their leader, you know, trusting to make something beautiful out of any of their missteps or their shortcomings. And that's just what God does with us. You know, as we trust Him from the bottom of our heart, as one translation says that scripture, and lean into His ways and not only what we know or understand, God directs our steps and leads us in a beautiful dance. And there are times that the dance doesn't appear, you know, pretty or in step or in sync to those looking on. You know, I was talking with a friend recently about a situation that she is walking through that could appear negative, and can feel negative and bring up fear and some anxiety over the situation, and feeling the need to want to try and control things. But as she was talking, I had this thought that I later shared with her. What if you looked at this whole situation from the total opposite angle and see that maybe God is at work in a whole opposite way than what our eyes or hearts might be perceiving? And it's not actually a far stretch to see that, because that's typically how God works. I mean, scripture tells us that his ways are not our ways, and doing the impossible with what looks impossible to us is typically what he does. You know, we are not responsible to control all of the things. We are simply responsible to trust and to follow his leading. So I just wanted to encourage you with that little thought today, in case the dance that you find yourself in today feels a little clunky and you're feeling a little out of step in life. Keep following and trusting the lead of Holy Spirit in your life, because your God's got you. I love you guys, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening. And if you would like to connect more, head over to SusanBeth.com and sign up, and you will be one of the first to find out about anything new. Plus, there's a special free download available just to say thanks. If something in this episode did speak to you, would you do me a favor and share it with a friend that you think it might resonate with as well? And until next time, keep showing up in the world just as God purposed you to do, because you being you is exactly what we all need.